A new research will explore and develop how to diagnose anxiety and depression with culturally appropriate tools for the Torres Strait Islander community. The research won a grant from Dementia Australia and it's expected to publish outcomes in 2 years. I spoke with senior lecturer and clinical academic from the University of Queensland, Dr. Leandra Mitchell, about the research and why it's important to develop cultural tools to diagnose mental health.
So what we're looking to do is we're looking to develop measures that are culturally appropriate. So one of the measures to, you know, look at anxiety in people, older adults in particular, living in the Torres Strait, and one that will look at depression. So essentially we're looking to, because there's lots of measures out there for depression and anxiety, but what we're looking to do is to factor in culture and make sure that we're measuring anxiety and depression accurately, you know, from the perspective of older adults in the Torres Strait.
Why is it important to create culturally appropriate tools to detect anxiety and depression in the Torres Strait Islander community?
Well, primarily because we don't want to misdiagnose people. So we don't want to, you know, miss the diagnosis altogether and think they don't have anxiety or they don't have depression. And we also want to be able to identify, you know, that they do actually have depression or they do actually have anxiety because, you know, obviously that means that we can treat them appropriately. And people from different cultures, you know, sometimes we hear the word anxiety, we hear the word depression, and we think, oh, everybody understands what they mean. But actually in different cultures, they can have slightly different opinions or views, if you want to call it, as to, you know, what anxiety looks like or what depression looks like in that particular culture. And so if we tried to use, let's say, a more Western measure in the Torres Strait, we'd probably, I mean, we no doubt actually, would miss people with those diagnoses and maybe give other people diagnoses that don't actually fit.
So what are the challenges Torres Strait Islander people face when diagnosed with anxiety and depression or when they are not diagnosed properly?
Well, I mean, fundamentally, it means that their well-being, you know, is not great. They're at risk, for example, of suicide as well. I mean, that would be an extreme example, of course. But, you know, if we don't diagnose it, then their sense of well-being, their ability to, you know, enjoy life as best they can or to even to engage in their daily activities, you know, we'd be missing that and we'd be, you know, not allowing them to achieve what it is that they would like to achieve, I guess, at that really fundamental level.
So what kind of tools are you looking to create for Torres Strait Islander people to be diagnosed properly on the matter?
So essentially we're looking to develop what we call self-report measures of anxiety and depression. And basically what that means is that we're going to develop questionnaires that ask the person sorts of questions like, how are you feeling? I'm kind of just making up some ideas because obviously we're going to look to make it culturally appropriate. But how are you feeling? You know, have you been feeling sad lately? Those sorts of things. So we'll look to talk to people in the Torres Strait and get their ideas as to what does anxiety mean to them, what does depression mean to them. Then we'll take those lists and run them past a group of experts in this area and they'll help us to decide, okay, what are the kind of the best elements there to put into an actual measure.
You won a grant from Dementia Australia for this research. First of all, congratulations on that.
Thanks so much.
And how is this grant going to help on your research?
So the grant is going to be fantastic for this research because it's going to give us the funds that we need for travel even, you know, to get up to the Torres Strait and to be able to talk to people. And it's also going to, in particular, give us the funds to get the right amount of staff to help us, you know, work through this. I mean, oftentimes what grants do is they help you to resource projects appropriately so that you can actually get a good job done.
That was senior lecturer from the University of Queensland, Dr. Leandra Mitchell.